Masechet Midot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Harabayit, the Temple Mount, was a 500 by 500 Amma area of Har HaMoriah, where the Beit HaMikdash was built. There were walls on all four sides, and each one of them had at least one gate. In the southern wall, there were two gates. In the western wall, there was one gate. In the northern wall, there was one gate, and there was one gate in the eastern wall. Here we'll talk about the purpose of each gate. Mishnah says, Hamisha she'arim hayu leharabayit. The Temple Mount had five gates. Shene she'are hulda min hadaro mishameshin kenisa v'itziyah. The two hulda gates in the south were used by the people for entering and exiting Har HaBayit. There were two gates here because people would enter from one side and leave from that same side. So there was a lot of foot traffic. So they went back and forth. We call this the Hulda Gate after Hulda HaNevi'ah, who sat between them and taught people during the first Beit HaMikdash. Kiponos min ha-ma'arav mishamesh kenisa v'tzi'ah. The Kiponos gate in the western wall also was used for exiting and entering. The word here, Kiponos, is a Greek word which means working the garden. So there must have been a rose garden in Yerushalayim right near the western side of the Temple Mount. Tadi min hasafon lo haya meshamesh kelum. The gate in the northern wall was not used for any purpose whatsoever. It wasn't used as an exit or an entrance. It was used only by the Kohanim, who became Tameh and had to leave the Beit HaMikdash very quickly and in a discreet way. And therefore, the gate was called Tadi, which means modest. Sha'ar HaMizrahi alav Shushan HaBira Sura. On the eastern gate was an image of Shushan, which was the capital city of the Persian Empire. After the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and the Jewish people went into Galut, they lived in Persia. When the king of Persia gave them permission to go back to Yerushalayim and build the Beit HaMikdash, there was a stipulation. He wanted them to put an image of Shushan over that gate to put fear of the Persian monarchy into the people and to prevent a future rebellion. In this gate, Shebo Kohen Gadol Sorev Et HaParah UPara VeChol Mesa'adeha Yotzim LaHar HaMishpat. It was through this gate that the Kohen Gadol, who was the person in charge of burning the Parah Aduma, the ashes with the spring water that it was mixed with, which was used to purify. We're following the view of Rabbi Meir, who says that the Kohen Gadol has to do the burning, but the view of Hachamim is that any Kohen could do it. But in this Mishnah, they say the Kohen Gadol, who's burning the Parah Aduma, and the para itself, and all of the assistants who helped out the Kohen Gadol with the service, they would be Yotzim Lehar HaMishha. They would exit the Temple Mount, and they would go to the Mount of Olives, east of the Temple, through this gate. So, besides for serving as an exit and an entrance, this eastern gate also had another primary purpose. It would allow the people who were bringing out the para aduma to go directly to the Mount of Olives, where the cow was eventually burned.